Greetings. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, WoW's ambassador to humanity. I don't even know if there's such a thing as humanity. Anyways, can someone explain to me, how did Penny from Inspector Gadget have a laptop in like, what, 1980, maybe it wasn't 1983, like maybe like 1987, when laptops didn't even hit the consumer markets until like 2005. Riddle me this, government. Big daddy, big brother, little bitch. I think computers, they might have had laptops in like 1965, I'm guessing. You know, because like nuclear war is a serious thing and like, you needed high-speed communication systems, and I honestly don't know how computers came about. I cannot even imagine, like, all these things being, like, pumped out in factories and distributed all over the world. Like, it's a major effing, like, logistics thing. Did Bill Gates really do it on his own, or is he just, like, a front man, and who took, like, a cute picture of, like, him getting arrested for, like, bad boy appeal? Yeah, so, Get Shipped America, my show's not animated. I don't have, like, hundreds of animators and, like, billions of dollars. I'm sorry, kids. What you see is what you get with General Hakan. It has to be animated with, like, a very special CGI technology called your own fucking brain. So, you know, have fun with it if you can. Let me see here. Hold on, I gotta pause this. I don't have a corporate fuck chip in my skull yet. So, I have to do this like on the fly. Please excuse me while we pause this episode of Get Chipped America. I don't give a fuck about you. Okay, we're back. General Hakan, WoW's ambassador, with a new episode. I may stop calling this Get Chipped America. It may just be General Hakan. Like, I want this to be, like, friendly and, like, kid-friendly and stuff, if possible. I am the WoW's ambassador. And it is my belief that WoW's are the superior beings. So, you know, in the coming days and weeks, it might just be regular episodes of General Hakan with the most advanced CGI possible. Your human brain. Like, quantum material. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it works. But I think the human brain is more powerful than computers. And maybe it's possible to create, like, better cartoons without, like, hiring, like, thousands of little geeks to, like, and underlings to, like, sketch it out in, like, trillions of frames. I mean, I know it's been a long battle for, like, creating cartoons, and there's all this software out there, so maybe it is a good thing after all. I don't know, but it's not an easy field. Like, cartooning, like, it's like $10,000 per like 4 seconds of animation. Like, people put a whole hell of a lot of energy into this stuff. So unicorns are very rare. There's 20 trillion unicorns, each valued at $20 trillion. Unicorns are rare. They're a very rare mythical creature. There's 20 trillion unicorns, each valued at $25 trillion. Barry Potter gets bicurious. Don't ever kill a unicorn or you'll end up miserable like Voldemort. Unicorns are holy and sacred and very Christian. Unicorns are very rare. There's 20 trillion unicorns worth 20 trillion each. Don't ever kill a unicorn. You'll end up miserable like Voldemort from Barry Potter Gets Bicurious. Unicorns are rare. There's 37,475,223 unicorns, each valued at $85.9 trillion each. I'm not a fan of unicorns, and I'm proud of it. I fucking hate unicorns and the little bitches that ride on them. So, killing unicorns. General Hakan is a unicorn hunter. And the Wowls are his mythical, magical helpers. I don't know if I help them or they help me. It's weird. Like, as much as I found the Wowls, they found me. And are Wowls real? So, let's see here. There's 10 trillion to the 100 trillion Googles of unicorns. Unicorns are very rare. Each unicorn's valued at $743 trillion. Don't ever say anything bad about homosexuals or unicorns. We have to take him to a psych ward or arrest him. So, I don't like unicorns. I hate unicorns. I think whoever rides a unicorn, I want to rip that horn off and ram it up their ass and leave them in to freeze in the elements. I'm not a unicorn jockey. Not me. Not Jesse Gilbert. You boys can ride the unicorn waving your rainbow pride flag, acting like a 4-year-old girl. It ain't for me, bitch. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. A nice, long unicorn horn rammed up your ass and a twist in. Get it, bitch. Fuck you. A hot iron unicorn horn rammed up your ass, bitch. With unlimited thermonuclear hellfire channeled into it and scorching your faggot ass body. I hate every last one of you bitches while you're chipped. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. Little unicorn jockeys. Little vermin. Unicorns are very rare. There's 20 trillion unicorns, each valued at $900 trillion each. Are you getting in on the next unicorn investment? It's the thing to do. Nobody, don't talk to him. He doesn't have venture capital. We want progressive brands and products. We want inclusive products. We want to save the environment. Who's the next unicorn? He doesn't like unicorns. Don't talk bad about faggots or unicorns, Jesse. Don't. No, no, no. No. Leave Berkeley, Jesse. Don't ever come back. You're not a unicorn jockey like us. Get it up the ass, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. Get rammed with a steaming hot needlepoint unicorn horn twisting and ramming up your ass. Get fucked, bitch. I hate you faggots. I know. It's so controversial today. Like a guy who's not like aspiring to be the next unicorn company. Oh, me. I want to be a man in charge of like a corporation valued at $50 billion that has to be called a unicorn to appeal to subhuman junkie prostitutes called humans. I fucking hate humanity. I gotta come clean. I'm not into humanity. I do call myself the WoW's ambassador to humanity, but I don't think many people are human. They're just too fucking stupid. Get it, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. So yeah. Barry Potter gets bicurious. I didn't even read the book or watch the movie. I like look at it and I just know right away it's more of this faggot ass unicorn geek bitch shit. But I do know that they said like Voldemort killed a unicorn and like drank its blood, aka market share. But he was miserable. He gained immortality, but he was miserable and he turned rotten like the Darth Vader dark side guy who like jumped into lava and burned his face. He made a big mistake by killing a unicorn. Fuck you, faggots, little unicorn jockey bitches. Get it? I don't like any of them. Not even one employee that works at any unicorn company. I think they should all be slaughtered. But that's just my opinion. Maybe if they quit and just like try and do something else, like use Brainstorm Pro to create a brand that's not part and parcel of a unicorn. But I think unicorns should be like thrown into grinders full. I hate those fuckers. And combating unicorns is like scary shit. I won't go into that story now, but the General Hakan Wiles ambassador has fought unicorn. Unicorns are actually real. I think they are actually real in a way. It's like, it's pretty real shit. Like unicorn magic and stuff. I don't even know if I have the energy to get into this story with, like, police coming through a door behind me with, like, cameras looking over it and, like, things tapped onto the door and, like, codes going at full speed. I don't know if it was real or it's so, like, crazy. Like, and, like, police yelling at me, like, come on, Jesse, we just want to talk. Like, scary-ass shoot-offs with, like, unicorn people. Not whatever. Like hardcore standoffs, like hours-long yelling matches, like really intense yelling matches with law enforcement, like armed law enforcement doing their, like, come on, we just want to talk to you. We don't, you know, we just want to talk. I saw in the news, like, some kid, also named Jesse, like, shot, like, 300 rounds at police. Good job, dude. Good job. Kill as many of those faggot-ass bitches as possible. But the thing at the end of the story, it was like, and then he burned alive inside of his house. Really? 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 Is that what came from police1.com? You faggot-ass bitches, get it? It's so obvious, the propaganda piece on Madman, the only Jew was like some effeminate kike who had some good ideas, but the one idea, right, he did have was like computers were going to turn us all gay, and he went crazy and like cut off his nipple. Like, he might have been onto something with that plot. I don't know. That thing was weird. But like Madman, you know, John Hamm and those geeks ain't on my level. Madison Avenue is just like a speck of dust compared to General Hakan. All of them combined. Get it? I don't give a fuck about you. Let's talk about Madman, though, more. That's, like, one of the only shows I kind of liked. I don't know, though. It doesn't sound like a fun world for a person like me. Like a lone wolf, madman, canine madman. I'm not a madman. I'm like a mad canine. Rabid Canine Marketing is not a good brand. Mad Canine Marketing? I'll go with that for now. But yeah, that show was like pretty good. Two bombs. I don't got beef with Japanese. I want to do business with Japanese. Some motherfuckers can manufacture a sports car. My only friend in high school was Japanese. I used to smoke the good weed and play video games. I know a little bit about combination video game warfare. He won't talk to me either. He thinks I'm crazy. I'm like stigmatized because some white trash homosexual geek unicorn jockeys tried to send me down for life, like into the gutters of like zero income, even though I'm the best copywriter and branding expert that's ever walked the face of the earth. Get it, bitch? I don't give a fuck about you, slanderous little bitches. So, like, Ogilvy, like, it's supposedly this, like, legendary marketing firm. The only sound you hear at 60 miles per hour is the ticking of your clock. Why the fuck didn't the FTC come down on those fools? I mean, it's a decent ad, but it's not that fucking good. And you can use a fake ad to build, like, a $1 trillion jet aerospace industry with accolades and claps from every last idiot in the media printing their fake news on paper from pulp trees that kills the environment while pretending to be progressive. Get it, bitch? I don't give a fuck about you. But I don't want to sell fur. I don't want to, like, make my bones in advertising selling, like, skinned animals. I'm trying to be actually progressive. We're going with hemp. Gorgeous hemp fashions. Stuff that, like, dudes like Too Short and his gang of hoes could rock up in Squaw Valley and, like, hot tubs and stuff. Oh, we got the video shoot planned out. Have you ever seen the Olympic Valley Inn at Squaw? It's a dynamite piece of architecture. It's like, Squaw Valley is like a pretty fucking cool place, I've got to admit. Like, they're like having a fit about the name Squaw. I don't know. I'm neutral. I don't think Native Americans were that friendly, but maybe they knew, like, man, these guys are going to come and take away our weed. Like, anything they do is negative. Just, like, throw that tomahawk through their back. the first, second chance you get. I don't know. Did Native Americans smoke weed? Probably not. Probably not. Probably not. I'm neutral. I'm neutral about humanity. We're all the same. We're all the same. We're mostly the same. I admit it. We're all equal. Sorta. Sorta. Yeah. Nah, I'm not equal with a faggot. Get it up the ass, bitch! I don't give a fuck about you! Yeah, like me and my friends that I grew up with, we didn't butt fuck each other. Like, none of us. Like, not even close. There was not even any, like, cuddling at the sleepovers. I wasn't one of, like, the poopy poop poop shoot kids. Like, trying to fuck my friends in the ass. I was never into that. I know I'm weird and it's, like, not socially acceptable to have never ridden the unicorn. But Jesse Gilbert and his childhood friends never, like, humped each other in bed at sleepovers. Wasn't me. Probably was you, because you're a faggot and you're a bitch who rides unicorns. Get that steaming, burning unicorn horn right up your ass, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. Get chipped. Anyway, I'm like, even like, to even say I'm a heterosexual that doesn't want AIDS is a fucking crime now. It's hard to even think it without these bitches in the government and big tech sending in SWAT teams. I will gun down hundreds of thousands of piece of shit pigs if I have to and go out shooting like Jesse, that kid from the East Coast that the pigs just sent out a little video about. Good job, dude. But if you had pneumatics, you could have 10,000 rounds, connected computers, and kill them at over 500 feet before they even get to your yard. Pneumatics.org from WOW's ambassador, General Hakan. That wraps up this episode.